maybe someone else there too.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just breathing. Just
Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marian E. Ford. I want to thank you for joining me on this evening and ask you to sit back, relax, and breathe as we explore ourselves and discover who we are and what we should be doing here at this place and time in our life. So sit back, enjoy yourself, and understand that it is a choice, not chance, that determines our destiny. So choose to access and display your greatest you on today. Now that you've chosen to accept, explore, and live out your destiny, yes, you have one. It's still there waiting for you.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian E. Fua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian E. Fua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EFUASpeaks.com. EFUASpeaks.com. Marian E. Fua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. By attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271. Coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian E. Fua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian E. Fua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Efua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. Take time to escape by attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271.
Yes. Right. And what I'm sharing with you is taking some deep breath, do some relaxation exercises, making sure that you are opening up yourself to first figure out, like you said, you have the anxiety. But now you need to open up yourself to allow you to receive the calm. You've gotten some insight. You are aware that you have this opportunity you've been waiting for. You've been wanting the opportunity to see him and talk to him face to face. So now you have this opportunity. You don't want to blow it by doing the very thing that got you apart. Am I clear? Did he say that part again now? But I thought you wanted to get back together. Okay, so if you want to get back together, why are you worrying about anything when you've already know that you're going to end up back together? Remember, if you recall, I think that I shared this with you before, that it's not about what he's doing right now, but what you are doing to prepare yourself for that which you want. Exactly. Exactly. But he really wasn't. But he really wasn't. Mm-hmm. No. I'm saying so it wasn't being hidden, was it? If you were able to access it, it really wasn't being hidden. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, I'm going to say this to you, and I wanted you to get to the place where you can release that anxiety and release that emotion that you feel, because I'm getting the sense that you are attempting to feel like you're losing out. If you have your goal in mind, let's do what we need to do to have that goal, to manifest that goal, versus saying, this is what was there before I have this goal in my mind. And even though I have this goal and I know that I can achieve it, I'm not going to go for it. That's the important part, is that you have to get to the place where you can see it. If it's been said to you that it's going to occur, you're waiting on a definite time frame. But you impact how that time frame goes. And you have to clear away whatever is blocking you from doing what you need to do to get that goal fulfilled. So, for instance, if we're saying that your anxiety, your worry, your frustration, and your continual lack of trust in this goal and getting your goal met, then it's going to be a problem. There's going to be a problem in you obtaining that goal, because every time you start moving toward that goal, you're going to recall and look back and ask yourself, okay, am I doing the right thing? Is this really happening? And why is this happening? Why didn't this person respond the way that I wanted them to respond? Why didn't he open the door at 2 o'clock exactly instead of 2:01? That's not a concern. Your concern should simply be that I had a goal, that I wanted to have a face-to-face conversation, I have the opportunity. This is what I would like to have be the end result. But the process, you can't negate and you can't avoid the process. You are a giver. And so you feel like you've given so much that you expect something back right now. And I'm saying to you, take that away. Take that expectation of receiving something. Because then that person has power and, oh, they want this? Then maybe I shouldn't give it to them. Maybe I'll dangle it as a carrot in front of them. Instead of allowing yourself to be open and receive that which you need to receive and do what you need to do. There can be, but I'm going to tell you, going to take a, you know, the ideal of marriage, the ideal of a committed relationship is going to require there to be a real level of trust, a real level of honesty, and that goes both ways. That would be mutual. Honesty, respect, trust. Because love is very easy to have in a relationship, but trust, honesty, and respect is not so easy. I sure will. And thank you for calling me today. I appreciate you calling me, and I am here. And we'll continue our conversation because the time is running out. But I want to encourage you, just relax. Okay. Great. Okay, thank you. Okay. You're listening to Not My Reality Live. I was finishing up a phone consultation with someone on today, so I thank you for your patience. Those of you that are listening via the internet, we are talking about coffee with a coach here, and I'm your coach, Marian Ifua. I want to take the opportunity also to invite you to pick up a copy of my book, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm. It's available on Amazon.com and CreateSpace.com, as well as wherever books are sold. Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm is now available for you to purchase. And you can do so anywhere books are sold. Again, welcoming everyone who is listening in on the show today and just having a coffee with the coach, a conversation that we can engage in and have an opportunity to grow and share with one another. The young lady I was speaking to was dealing with ending a relationship and trying to figure out how do you move forward, how do you accept. She requested an opportunity to be able to talk to her ex and have a meeting, and then when it was afforded, she began wanting to put in the control, and control is what took you apart. So you want to be mindful that you are only in control of yourself, and you're barely in control of yourself at that time. So you need to be able to allow yourself to be open, to know your expectations for yourself, allow yourself to be open, to know the expectations that you have for another person has to be reasonable. They shouldn't be outlandish. As I said, trust, honesty, and respect are necessary in a relationship. The love comes very easily. The love comes very easily. However, many of us are not willing to give that level of trust in which we say, I trust myself. I know what I am capable of doing. I recognize the capacity level or the capabilities of the other person I'm involved in, and that I don't want to put them in any form of captivity and restraint. A person is who they are, regardless of who you are. You're born as individuals that you come together into unity to have a relationship where you can relate to one another. We're talking here with Marian Ifua here on Coffee with a Coach on this morning. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day here. Wanted to continue to talk about this whole idea of relationships and how emotions play a way. See, our emotions are a reaction to what we are experiencing. Emotions can allow us to discover our feelings, but they also can make us feel like we're hostage to our emotions. And that's not how you use them. Emotions that lead you to your feelings so that you can know that they are valid. Your emotions allow us to have a release. They shouldn't make you feel restricted. Once they are experienced, you gather up the insight, the knowledge, and the power, and then you move forward. You don't want to waste your time sitting around, you know, mulling over the emotion. Sure, breakups or separations are difficult, but you have to figure out why the separation occurred. Remember that the divine creator is in control and that has allowed you to have individuals come in and out of your path because there has to be a balance. Nothing is permanent, but all things are temporary. And if you are remembering that, then you'll be able to hold on to yourself and understand your thought pattern and not get into a state where you're feeling as if you're disappointed and worrying about if a person loved you or not, because it's not about whether or not a person loved us. It's about recognizing whether or not that person had an understanding and wisdom that allowed them to love you. And just because you believe you express love in one way doesn't mean that it's going to be expressed by another person the same way. You have to have conversations. You have to communicate about expectations prior to becoming deeply involved in a mutually exclusive relationship. You have to have a conversation. So often we get so overwhelmed by the thrust of infatuation and connections that we forget to have a real conversation with our potential partner or mate. We forget to discuss the things that are important, like what do you really like? What don't you like? What are the roles that you perceive to be part of that relationship? How are we going to move forward? When I deal with clients, those are the type of hard questions that I ask. Why is that a disappointment to you? Well, disappointments usually are a result of us developing false expectations for people, knowing that they lack the capacity to fulfill them. So if I'm in a relationship with someone who has a difficult time being honest, why do I expect them to be honest with me about everything or be upfront right away? I'm going to have to probe that individual. Well, are you going out with your boys tonight? Are you going to really take me out to dinner this weekend? Or is there a conflict? If you are aware that an individual has a hobby or an interest, why plan events around that time when they have to have an internal conflict and whether or not they should spend time with you or go and engage themselves in individual self-affirmation? You share your expectations and fears early up in the relationship. I'm not saying tell all your business about your past relationships. I'm saying share your expectations and your fears. If you expect your mate to talk to you at least once a day, then express that. Not that you're just, you know, going crazy, but I think that it's important to talk about that because that is a lot of times why we have relationship issues. If you have concerns about the way in which flirting is utilized in your partner's life, then talk about that up front. Make sure that there's an exchange that allows you to have that opportunity. Talk up front, not after the fact, because then you're going to have a conflict. You're going to find yourself having a separation, first with yourself because you're going to feel the anguish and the anxiety of that situation. Then you're going to begin to question whether or not this individual is who you're supposed to be with and have you investment. That's that whole idea of investment. Yes, there are times we make poor investments when we choose the wrong stock to invest in, as I say. Regardless of gender, there are wrong investments that people make. So we're talking today here on Coffee with the Coach, the ideal of relationships, understanding how they work. Honestly, to be able to discover what it means to relate to another, then you have a relationship. You have to be able to relate to one another. You have to be able to understand that it cannot be forced or based upon a feeling. It is a knowing and experience of peace, love, truth, and grace that you extend to one another on a regular basis, that you are able to compromise and accept the benefits and the consequences of that compromise. If you know that your mate likes to go shopping every Saturday morning and catch the early morning sales, then don't expect your mate to go and have breakfast with you. If you know that they have a coffee clutch with their friends, don't plan a luncheon around the time they're going to have the coffee clutch. Give the space that is necessary. Respect the boundaries that need to be set. When we come back from this break, we're going to come back and we're going to do couple of commercial breaks, a couple of announcements. Then we're going to talk about the idea of boundaries, how they're important in a relationship.
life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marion Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marion Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marion Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. By attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271.
And we are back here on Coffee with the Coach with your host, Marion Ifua. We want to welcome you again for joining us. We're talking about relationships today, and we are engaging ourselves in a conversation to understand. Before I have one more announcement, it's called the Transform Your Life Cruise 2013. It is going to be on the Norwegian Cruise Line, the Pearl, sailing July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Yours truly will be one of four fabulous, fantabulous speakers and innovators that will be on that cruise. Transform Your Life 2013 conferences. Amazing things are in store for you at this very powerful and empowerment, inspirational, exciting, and transforming conference. Your days at sea will be filled with inspiration with the best keynote speakers, all from all over the country. We are from everywhere, so there are four of us. Miss Juliet Miles is going to be, she's a life coach, an author, inspirational speaker, a beauty and business coach. And we also have myself, Ms. Marion Ifua. We have Joan Moran. She is also a phenomenal opportunity, and she is a mind, body, spirit person, and she does great questions on the body and spiritual connection. And she has a yoga practice and nutrition and meditation practice. She gives brain health, and she's just really opportunity, and she's an author as well. And then we have the comedic styles of Shannon Tony McCain. So you're going to have a great opportunity to join these cruises. Guess what? There is a early bird special that everyone can participate in. If you sign up before June 1st of 2012, the early bird registration, the price is reduced by $269. And if you bring a cabin mate, they'll take half off of that. Then if you go after June, you know, they'll take, the price is normally $289 per person, but it'll bring it down to $144. So if you come in and make your registration, there's a lot of good things. You just need to go to itravel.com/transformyourlifecruise2013. And they have inside cabin decks at $891.50, and they go all the way up to $1,826.50. So it's a great opportunity. Come on out and enjoy. It's a fun-filled 7 days. We start out leading out of Seattle, Washington. It's a great opportunity for us to participate in that program. So thanks again for joining me here on Coffee with the Coach. We're going to talk about boundaries as we wrap up the show on today and begin to have a conversation that allows us to understand the importance of boundaries. Boundaries are important because they are just like the natural borders that we experience in our lives. Natural borders allow us to know that we are about to encroach upon the territory of another. Yeah, that's how we should see it. It's an encroachment of the territory. It's how we're going to maintain the order within this boundary. There are certain rules and expectations that we need to be aware of in order to have an opportunity, in order to engage in a conversation. So we don't want to get to a place where we are finding ourselves not
establishing boundaries. Because when you don't establish a boundary, you find yourself saying to yourself, okay, this person is taking advantage of me, or this person is just walking all over my expectations. Because, again, but if you communicate with them, chances are, but communicate your boundaries as well. Personal boundaries, as I said, are like natural boundaries of the oceans, the rivers, the streams, the mountains, valleys, and canyons. They separate and bring attention to the areas of life that need protection, caution, care, honor, and respect. So don't be afraid for you to set a boundary to maintain you. That's what they're for, to maintain you. Accept that it is reasonable to set a boundary, and that it's necessary to enforce it. Boundaries are an expression of your freedom of choice. Boundaries set and maintain you and allow others to do the same. Respect their boundaries where they set as well. That will assist you and prevent you from being overwhelmed and being imbalanced emotionally and mentally and spiritually. So boundaries are necessary. They're necessary to secure your happiness, secure your level of peace. Not getting confused and caught up on this whole idea that I can't set a limitation. Sure you can. You don't want to just give, and then not be happy and not have contentment in your own personal life. So remember, as you're going through relationships, be realistic in your expectations. Be sure to communicate them upfront, your fears and expectations. Be sure to set boundaries that are reasonable and that you are aware that this person is able to meet. Expectations that are beyond the person's capacities or unrealistic are going to lead to conflict, going to lead to separation, going to lead to repetitive issues. Be upfront. And guess what? Even if you forget to do something, you can always have the flexibility to go back and revisit. You've been listening to Coffee with the Coach. I thank you for joining me here on today. It's been a pleasure and an opportunity that I will not forget. Remember to join me soon here again on Not My Reality Live. I'm here every Tuesday and Saturday on Coffee with the Coach and Social Service from me, Mary Nifua. Go out and get a copy of my book, Not My Reality Live. It's available everywhere books are sold. Check out the cruise site by going to itravelcruise.com. Or you can go to my website here on Blog Talk or my website, eddiefuaedge.com, and see the link. Thanks again for listening again, and have a continuous, empowered, and honored day. Just Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marianne Ford. I want to thank you for